Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What does Paul Bunyan eat his cereal out of?
A very large bowl.
Well, yes.
No, it's ruined. You can't have this. This is Stranger Still. Wow, dude.
You like that?
Yeah, it's very...
Welcome to Stranger Still.
A podcast where we'd explore...
The universe.
The things that atoms make out of the... Everything is just atoms. And when you get bigger, it can make
physics. You've been watching too much Tim and Eric. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan.
And sometimes we talk about fun things. Sometimes we talk about the universe. Sometimes we talk about...
Funyuns.
Actually...
What are they made out of? Who will know?
My daughter, turns out she really likes Funyuns. I've never had a Funyun before.
Mm-hmm.
But this weekend, we went to a Super Bowl party, and there was a bag of Funyuns, and Rory was just enamored with that bag of Funyuns.
Wow, that's big word.
She kept eating the Funyuns.
She was really going for it.
And did you watch the Super Bowl this weekend?
I don't want you to change the subject from those reconstituted onion crisps, but yeah, I saw some of it.
Well, the Super Bowl is over.
That's right.
And we're not sports people, but I watched it.
You don't have to speak for me.
I actually used to
play football on a team, thanks.
Yeah, but are you a sports person?
No.
There you go. I can speak for you. And a lot of people seem to be disappointed with this year's Super Bowl. If you've been on Reddit at all, you probably know that. And when I was at the Super Bowl party...
Must be nice.
Even before the Super Bowl, my brother suggested, and then at the Super Bowl party, someone suggested, and then on our Facebook page, Matt suggested that maybe the NFL is rigged. And I was like, this is Three's Company. We got to cover whether or not the NFL is rigged.
Yep.
Now, I don't think these people believe, like, Matt, I don't think you believe this, because I think he went on to say, but they floated the idea of this conspiracy theory out there that the NFL is scripted just like WWE.
Right. So what's our first move? Well, first, we log in to our Patreon page where you support us.
Uh-huh.
You could support us for as little as $1 a month, the Flying Machine Network, which is StrangerStillShow.com/shop. And then we use that money to buy magnifying glass wipes. Mm-hmm. And we wipe them off and study them up so we could get down to the bottom of business.
Yeah, because like I said, we're not sports people. But we're going to talk about whether or not the NFL's rigged today, John.
Yep, because we're doing our detective work.
Yeah.
And we're doing it well.
We're sleuthing today. We're some regular gumshoes.
I'm a sleuthy snake. And I'm going to sneak to the bottom of this case.
It's the title of my memoir.
Yep.
So this might be a little bit of a weird episode because I think it's a very silly conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harmless. I don't have any stake in the game, like Flat Earth. I got really upset for some reason. And
could we make it harmful?
I bet we can.
Okay, because if there's money behind it, people could get bankrupt. People could be like...
Well, we'll get there at the end of this episode. How about that?
Okay.
So...
Jeez, dude.
This is going to be a weird episode because it's one of those ones where there's no concrete evidence one way or the other. It's just like hearsay, right?
Yeah.
So, to be fair, I hear this theory like at least once a year, usually when the Super Bowl is about to gear up. Have you ever heard this before?
Only when someone's team loses.
That the NFL's staged, yeah. And I felt like since the Super Bowl is just this past Sunday, it's the perfect time to talk about it. Finally, put this to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Put it to rest. Which one was I supposed to use?
I don't know. We're not sponsored by any...
Casper mattress.
Well, I wasn't going to use it. Now they have to pay us.
I'll bleep it out. So anyway, there are people out there that believe every major sport is rigged or staged or fixed or however you want to put it. But I mostly hear about the NFL, and that's what I want to cover today because it is the biggest sport out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the one that has the most evidence against
it. The nation's finest league, Nick.
Is that what it stands for?
I don't know.
It does now. Put that on a t-shirt. But there's a lot of evidence that people have piled up throughout the years. All the way from forums to blog posts to debate.org, which is a very reputable source. I got some on Reddit, and then this one dude in 2010 wrote a whole book about how the NFL is rigged, full of evidence.
Mm. I usually go to sites that have a reputable rating of very. So
the Nick Wood seal of approval.
Very.
So before we can get to the evidence at hand, you might be wondering why would the NFL or any sports for that matter, want to rig their games or need to rig their games. So money. Listen up, bub. Oh. Listen up. Don't cut me off.
It's John.
The NFL makes $10+ billion a year. In 2017, they made $14 billion. One important thing to point out is that in order to avoid antitrust violations, the NFL is viewed as one single entity as opposed to the 32 team franchises that they have. Also, in order to make sure that no teams are left out in the cold, they share revenue across the entire organization, and it gets some money from local ads that goes directly to the team. Merchandise sales go directly to the team, but like a percentage of the ticket sales and the licensing fees they get from television networks get shared across every single team. And I got a lot of these numbers from the guy that wrote the book, Brian Toohey.
Mm-hmm.
Toohey. He wrote a book called The Fix Is In, 2010. And I had to break character for a second because every time I quote a number from him, I'm gonna call it out because there were no sources on his website in any of these articles for any of the numbers that he had. There might be sources in the book. I don't know. I wasn't gonna buy it and read it. But according to him, 70-75% of the NFL's income is shared across the entire league. He says, quote, ticket sales are split 66% for the home team and the other 34% shared equally among all franchises. Only luxury box sales, which explains the quote-unquote need for new stadiums, local advertisings and sponsorships, and official pro shop sales are not shared. No other league shares as much income as the NFL. So okay. I don't think it was Foey that said this. I'll just call him Brian. I think it was... Oh, it was on a Quora, you know, like the Quora website.
Where I think so.
Ask questions and they answer. Stuff
I think
on
I get advertisements in my email.
They said
subscribe to me.
They said that 50% of the income the NFL makes is from licensing the rights to broadcast the games to different like TV and radio stations. That seems like a huge percent to me, but I guess that's divided up across the entire network. So the point that they're trying to make here is that there's no need for one team to be good because they're all going to get money anyway. So why not rig it so that certain teams had that like have a rivalry behind the scenes, or like a boring team goes up against a really good team so that the TV will broadcast it and they can get their advertisement revenue, or they'll create an underdog story like the Saints who lost like 40 years in a row, they come back and after Katrina win the Super Bowl. Like, why wouldn't they make that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
because it sells.
Right.
It's great marketing. The underdog story always sells.
Yeah,
the rivalries always sell. So why wouldn't they?
Have you seen the casting video for Tom Brady's wife?
No.
Where they auditioned like 20 different women to play his wife.
Yeah.
And then he finally married one and had kids. It's older footage because his kids are like
That's
seven.
That's like literally
now.
What happened for Tom Cruise.
Oh, did it?
No. They would like, they have like lineups of women, and he'd be like, I like that one. And then they're like, hey, you're Tom Cruise's girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually real though.
I wonder if, so people are thinking that this is how this works.
Yes. So technically, it's not against the law, and I want to bring this up before we go into the...
It's a private company.
Well, yeah. So way back in the day, the NFL was actually taken to court over possibly violating antitrust laws, and these laws are set up to prevent competing companies from working behind the scenes to manipulate the playing field. And, like, if I were to compare it to, like, big box stores, the best way I could compare it is, like, if Walmart, Target, and, like, Kmart, if they're still around, like, all these big box stores got together and said, let's jack up the price of milk so people will buy more soda. And if everyone jacks up the price, you can't go somewhere else and buy milk for a good price. That's illegal. You can't do that.
Yeah, you gotta go in the black milk market. Nobody likes black milk.
Right. It just because the color, like, people
it's
want that.
It just freaks you out.
White milk, yeah.
Except for baby octopus.
Yeah, I'm sure they love it.
They drink their mama's octi milk.
Yeah, but the reason it's illegal is because they're doing it behind the scenes to manipulate the playing field. So the idea here back in like the 60s was that the teams could say, you lose against us so we can go to the Super Bowl, and then next year we'll make sure that this team's not in your way, and then you can go to the Super Bowl.
There's nothing that sounds more boring than planning that out to me.
Right.
We'll get unless there. It goes to the detail of making like their lives, their wives, their whole life as a reality show.
it starts hours to get there when you get into these conspiracy theories. But back in the 60s, JFK signed legislation that allowed major sports leagues like this to operate as a single entity to avoid antitrust laws. So now they view it as one organization. It's no longer illegal for them to do something like that. And it was revisited in 2010 to the same effect, meaning that they could, they can just do this stuff behind doors and it's not illegal. So it's viewed like if Walmart by themselves was like, hey, we're going to jack up the prices of milk at all of our stores to sell more soda, people could just go to Target and buy milk.
Yeah.
Except like there's not a competitor to NFL. So it doesn't.
Yeah, but be careful because you'll start sounding like, what's his name? Dave Rubin. Competition will start kicking in.
Free market.
Yeah, dude.
So I know what you're asking. Where's the evidence, huh?
Yeah, where's the evidence, huh?
So I've got three categories here that I want to split these up into. The first one is what I'd call mundane. So you say like all of this stuff sounds like really boring to set up, and like why would you watch something if it's set up this way? That's this.
No,
kind
no,
of
no,
evidence.
No. Well, the mundaneness has to do with the fact that like why not have someone lose a limb or like. Why not step it up? Yeah, have a guy bring like a sword to a match or something like that in the middle of halftime.
That would literally be WWE.
Yeah.
WWE makes significantly less money than the NFL. I have numbers on that. But anyway.
And it's not because of the writing, Nick.
It's totally real, man.
It's fixed.
Yeah. So here's the mundane. So taking a step back, it's not illegal, so why wouldn't they, right? If it's going to generate sales, why wouldn't they? It's my first piece of evidence that everyone always talks about. Second, Brian says that why wouldn't the media that broadcasts these games just go along with it, right? They're getting a bunch of money from the advertisements, so why wouldn't they just let this happen? And then there's always the dumb ref calls that get made, and there's lists and lists and lists of these. But I got this list of four from a forum post. This is directly from him. He says, 1. Cincy versus Giants. Marvin Lewis doesn't challenge the fact that Boyd made it to the end zone and they settle for a field goal.
What year?
I have no idea.
That's so stupid.
This is all out of context. 2, Steelers versus Patriots. Late in the game, the Steelers are down 10 and driving. I have no idea what that means. Instead of hurrying up and try to score and either get an offside kick or kick it deep, they try to stop them. The Steelers players are walking around slowly back to the huddle and burning the clock.
Wow, dude, they walk too slow.
I know what like three of those words mean in the context.
So these people are, they're thinking that they walked back to the huddle slower so that they could waste time so they could throw the game.
Yeah.
So that it would be more interesting, even though they're all getting paid the same amount of money by the NFL.
No, because the game is rigged. So if they won, then like they'd throw off the whole.
So it's just like a boxing match. They think that they're going to get like some black market money if they.
Yeah. Okay. 3, the Steelers versus Cowboys. Steelers have multiple failed 2-point conversions. And the most ridiculous one was where Mike Tomlin doesn't kick the XP to go up by 7 late in the game. They missed the 2-point conversion and are now only up 6. Why would you do it late in the game? 4, Seahawks and Patriots. The Seahawks score a touchdown late in the game Sunday night. They're now up 7 points. Instead of kicking the XP, they go up and going up by 8 points. He goes for 2, and yep, you read that right.
Patriots won.
He went for 2 points. Why would he do that?
I actually saw that game. That's just wonderful. I think I do buy that one, yeah.
So
I was making pizza pockets.
I think that this, like, the whole point about the refs.
Isn't it easier of a theory to just say, like, hey, ref, here's $500,000 as a donation, like you're a politician from this team?
Yeah. Well, I think.
Is that legal?
Ref lobbying. Illegal. But I think that's the more convincing piece is that all of the. Like, there's a bunch of bogus calls that refs make.
Yeah.
And, like, either purposefully or not on purpose, I'm sure that some of these refs have some sort of bias against certain players.
That's how the world works.
Exactly.
That's how human beings work.
Exactly.
That's how judges work for the Supreme Court. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to get political for something that's part of a political establishment. Yeah. It's such garbage.
Yeah.
It's like we pretend that these people aren't humans. Uh-huh. And it's the same thing with the dude that got in trouble for having an opinion like from the FBI about Trump and like talk like
the private text messages.
Yeah, the text messages. It's like, of course, human beings have opinions. Yeah. So these refs, do you think the ref doesn't like football?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll loop back around to that little theory. But they might not know that they're doing it, but I'm sure like refs make bad calls just because they don't like the team or a certain player. So one other theory that people posit is that the NFL is bolstering subpar careers because it has like marketing potential. So Brian points out again in 2011, Green Bay went 15-1, like they've won 15 games and only lost one. And there was an 11 game streak without any holding calls. And I guess holding calls are vague enough that they can pretty much be called whenever, but they didn't call him because they wanted to bolster the career of Aaron Rodgers. Then he also claims that Dak Prescott should have ruined Tony Romo and Tim Tebow's careers, but they were just too precious to the league.
Yeah, because they're still so, the most like, action figures. This is what do we come on
jerseys and stuff. So a bunch of people pointed out like vague rules and crap. And then in this one forum post, he said, "How come zero players call out the refs? How come zero couches call out the refs? Oh, because they'll get a tiny." Find a tiny portion of their game of their per game check, and by finding players for calling out refs, then the NFL is hiding its agenda behind them. So that's why they don't be like, "Hey, that's a bogus call." Because
I'm just again
to your point earlier, it's just a money thing.
Don't you think that they would dress it up a little bit more? Don't you think like I know that there's a whole dumb like wrestling's fake thing, but. Mm-hmm. The way that it's produced, I have so much respect for those people of like how athletic they are.
Everyone knows what it is when they're watching.
It's amazing. I think wrestling's cool. I might even get into it someday.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, fella. If this is scripted, why would they make it so that one team, the Patriots, destroyed the other team at the last Super Bowl?
Well, we'll
and
there.
It was boring.
Because, but there are some crazier explanations out there, or evidence, I should say. And that's my second category, which I'm just going to call them out there claims, because I don't want to call them crazy, because they might be real.
Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me be a little more open-minded about this.
Yeah. So the first bullet point I have here is, quote-unquote, coincidental Super Bowl games.
Wow.
This is from a post.
Always on a Sunday, huh? Convenient.
Yeah. No, but like the Patriots had a post 9/11 run. So after 9/11 happened, Patriots were in the Super Bowl like a million times because they're patriotic and it sells more. And then again, like I said before, the Saints went 40 years of losing. And then all of a sudden after Katrina's ravage, they won the Super Bowl. Coincidence? I think not.
I'm having a deep regret right now, Nick.
Yeah, what's that? You didn't want to do this topic?
No, I'm very upset that we didn't have J.R. Jackson on because he hosts a sports podcast on TYT.
Yeah.
And I've been meaning to ask him.
Well, there's the other piece of evidence that Super Bowl games have become more tense in the recent years. This is from like a news post. Said from Super Bowl 1 to 35, 9 games or 25.7% were decided by a touchdown or less. 2 were decided by a field goal or less. The average win was by 16.7 points, more than 2 touchdowns.
Wow. So let me just explain what
it's
that means.
A bunch of numbers.
Hold on, Nick.
Okay, go ahead.
That means that one team had a different number than the other team, and the one with a higher number won.
That's usually
if you think about it, Nick, don't interrupt me. 1 point is more than 0 points. Do you ever think about that?
Not in a long time.
Okay.
And then they go on to say from Super Bowl 36 to 51, or every Super Bowl since the 9/11 attacks, 10 of the 16 games have been decided by a touchdown or less.
Hold on,
a field goal or less.
Since the 9/11 attacks? Hold on. Are they going to tie that in?
The average win was by 8.7 points. And for what it's worth, if you add these are direct quotes.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, if you add in this year's big game, half of the Super Bowl since 9/11 have featured the red, white, and blue Patriots of New England. 2 of the 35 prior did.
If you add up all of the touchdowns in the whole year,
Bush
did 911 touchdowns.
That's what this gets down to. And I can't remember where I found this, but one person claimed that the commissioner, Roger Goodell,
went on the rooftop and turned the bat signal on for Tom Brady?
Yeah. No, this is even more ridiculous. They said that Roger probably keeps tabs on which referees make bogus calls on which players and teams, so he can pair those referees up with those teams if he wants them to lose.
Oh.
Yeah. Now we're getting deep, right?
So they have like an Excel spreadsheet or something?
I guess so. It's a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's like very well paid. I'm
he's
sure
a commissioner.
The time, yeah.
Just he could probably make commission for doing it too.
Yeah.
Each spreadsheet.
And my favorite one, someone had to bring up the Clintons.
Oh, man.
This was on debate.org. This was on a forum post. They said the Illuminati answers a lot of questions. If the Clintons could make upwards of 50 people disappear without questions, the Illuminati can tell maybe 500,000 NFL employees understand they would be made to disappear if they loosen their lips.
Wow, dude.
I guess that's how they keep the secret.
Wow.
So those are some of the more fun ones. They're just silly.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's a last category I have for you, and that's what I would consider
plausible deniability.
Convincing arguments.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, honestly, the merchandising opportunities kind of speak to me a little bit because, like, capitalism, like, you joked about it before, but capitalism is, like, the perfect machine. It's designed the way it is because it's been around for thousands of years. And
it's not a perfect machine. It's awful a lot
of
times.
It is an awful machine, but, like, if the goal is to sell things, capitalism is the perfect machine for it, right?
Yes.
Regardless of whatever sacrifices that need to be made.
What standards we were talking about.
So I that kind of speaks to me. I feel like that's a little bit convincing. But the most interesting thing I think I found was that in 2007 the Patriots were found videotaping other teams, like their plays and their formations. No, this was Spygate is what it was called.
Okay.
They're spying on other teams, and apparently the commissioner Roger Goodell was caught destroying evidence so that they didn't get in trouble, and then that was just brushed under the rug after it happened. And then couple that with the controversies like Deflategate, which is in I think 2014, Tom Brady, all that was brushed under the rug. Tom Brady still has a career.
He just won the Super Bowl 2 days ago.
Yeah. So, lastly...
he's very good.
Right.
So, I mean, it sucks because he seems like a terrible dude.
But doesn't that feel kind of
politically
convincing?
And all that? And he cheats and... Yeah.
We have evidence... Like, this is the thing that people don't ever point out is that Roger has been caught covering up controversies. However, my argument to that, my counter to that, is that he was caught.
What's weird is that we live in a culture that treats this sport as big as a political, mm-hmm. like, everything.
Yeah.
It's as big as politics. Like, we treat it like... almost like it's a public thing because it's so mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah.
And it's almost, there's this other talk where once things become so big and they're private, should we make them a public utility?
Yeah.
Like making YouTube a public utility?
People, yeah.
Yeah. Would this be something that's so big that like they could just get away with stuff like that because it's not illegal. There's no laws that govern this private company.
It is sports entertainment. It is not like public.
They could literally tomorrow decide, you know what, we're going to be like WWE and they're going to be like, we're going to do crazy stuff. Yeah. People are going to bring steel chairs into the field.
Yeah. So the last little piece that I have is that I call the refs thing mundane and all, but I think that there is, like, that's the only way that if you were going to fix the games, that's the only way that you could do it. Because while the idea of Roger Goodell sitting in his ivory tower moving refs from team to team because they make calls against, like, Aaron Rodgers or whatever... is funny, I do think that the refs have those bias because that's just human nature. Like, you're like, I hate Tim Tebow. I don't know. I'm just going
I'm sure there is refs that are professional enough to keep their opinions themselves. But then there's also subconsciously, like, it's the same thing that when politicians get money mm-hmm. and say, oh, I'm not influenced by this. Mm-hmm. Someone that I got to pick between these two companies to benefit based on my law. Uh-huh. This guy gave me $500,000 and this mm-hmm. guy I've never talked to.
Yeah. Like it could be totally subconscious, but like when it comes to fixing games, the players can kick dirt around and pick grass, but they can't just like hand the ball to the other team and say, hey, go win. Like,
I don't know. I don't think that they can make decisions big enough that are going to like, nope, well, no, yeah, he didn't touch it. And he did.
Yeah. I mean, they could do that though. Like that's the only way that you could fix it if you were going to fix it.
There's other refs though. There's backup people. I just don't think that.
Well, not only like.
I'm not convinced. I do think they have a bias, but I'm not convinced it would make that big a difference.
I think that it could. In a practice manner, it could make a big difference. But I don't know. It's highly unlikely. And this wouldn't be stranger still if we just left it there, because I have some counter arguments.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, there's not a lot. But I've got some numbers because I was looking into a lot of these numbers that people put out there. And
you like to build something up to knock it down and then yeah. deliver it.
Well, like someone was like, the NFL is a $32 billion industry. They have so much at stake. Why wouldn't they rig games? And I look it up and they make $14 billion a year, which is a lot, but it's not $32 billion every year.
Yeah.
So I got some numbers. So each year, the NFL hires about 3,400 people per team. Like, that's just an average number. But that means that they, for the entire NFL, they employ 110,000 people each year. So over the decades-long history, no one has ever leaked this. Like, people claim that people have leaked it, but there's two explanations for that. The first one is it's always taken out of context. And the second is that people saw this video that was put up by Satire Daily, where like they proved that the NFL admitted to rigging games, but it was satire. It was on Satire Daily, but people thought it was real. So
yeah,
I mean, that's I thought about the amount of people, and I was like, well, the WWE is scripted and everyone knows it's scripted, but those, like, the storylines never get leaked. And I found out that they only employ 800 people, which is significantly less.
Yeah,
it's easier to keep that under wraps, but
that's a cool
10,000 people.
That's a look up. Yeah,
yeah. So, with the $14 billion on the line, people say that the stakes are too high. But the stakes are even higher if they got caught, because all of, like, if 50% of their money comes from television networks, because the television networks use the programming to get advertisements, they no longer have that 50% of their income, because all the TV networks would be like, nope, we're out.
Yeah.
Like, think of how quickly they drop news anchors for tweets they made 50 years ago. That's a different conversation. But, you know, like, if there's any sort of controversy around this, they would lose 50% of their income. So the stakes are even higher to get caught on something like this, right?
It doesn't seem worth anyone's trouble.
Right. And then one Quora user pointed out that this idea seems to, like, stem from way back in the day. And you kind of jokingly alluded to this, back when organized crime would rig boxing matches so that they would earn a bunch of money on the bets, lost bets. And that doesn't really exist anymore. So people point to Vegas, like, oh, Vegas, since they have legal betting on the NFL and stuff, they rig it. But, like, they don't. And I think the most important thing that person also pointed out is that the players are part of a players' union. So as a result, their contracts and pay are all directly related to their performance. So if the NFL came in and said, hey, you throw this game and they suck, next year they're not going to get a good contract and they're not going to get paid as much. Why would they go along with this?
We have changed politically as a country, where during those times where the mafia was stronger and had more influence, there was still, like, they got away with stuff like that because it was a different climate. And we're in a climate now where, like, the criminals that are getting away with taking advantage of people are corporations now.
Yeah, people are looking at the wrong,
they're legal
place.
Companies that, and they're taking advantage of it with legal laws.
Yeah. Like, says bribery is legal through the Money Speech Act.
Yeah.
So, like, I think, just to sum everything up, when it comes to conspiracy theories, it always comes back to, it feels like people are looking in the wrong direction.
Yep.
Like, maybe they are rigging these games, but why does it even matter?
Instead of putting your energy into that, maybe investigate into why, like, the Consumer Financial Bureau was shut down, and someone put in ahead of it to dismantle it, or, like, there are theories that are not theories, but real things that are happening and take advantage of people that are not talked about as much, but they're not as fun. There's no aliens.
They are not as fun. That's the other part. So, yeah, just a fun little romp for us to investigate today. Do you want to recap?
Oh, yeah. So it's rigged, yeah.
did I convince you?
Yeah, no, you did. Yeah, you got me. Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Do I sound...
You sound like you know some words.
That's right. I know a bunch of them. Want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Enamored.
Oh, you learned that one today?
I did. Not. I knew that for many years. I use it all the time. In fact, I'm enamored with it. Oh. Let's go to a break.
I don't know if everyone listening to this knows, but there's a few ways you can support us.
One of them is to go to strangerstillshow.com/shop, which is a redirect to our Patreon page for network.
Yeah, we are part of the Flying Machine Network, and we have a Patreon page on there. And if you like our show and want to support us, you can go to that Patreon page, and you get to choose the shows you listen to, and we get a bulk of your supportive money. Yeah.
If you listen to this a lot, and you think, maybe I've never donated to a show or something. It goes to us directly. Like, we will be able to utilize that to get behind paywalls, get better research done,
and
make sure we get better equipment.
Well, we're so close to being able to live stream.
Yeah.
So if you want to see us on our faces as we're recording this thing, go support us. It'll help that thing on a little bit faster.
And I think we would reach a much bigger audience if they have something to look at or throw on in the background. We were thinking about getting on there soon, so make sure to check it out.
So, enough of that. I only have two things to talk about today, John.
We just did a whole episode.
Well, related to this topic.
Okay.
I have two surveys of whether or not people think that the NFL is rigged or not.
Oh, right.
One came from my Facebook page, very scientific study.
Okay.
And the other came from debate.org, which was even more scientific.
Okay. So, what, I want to know the numbers of people in each one before I know the amounts.
I think, oh boy, let me get back to this debate.org page. Mine only had 27 votes, so not as many as the last time I put a poll up on my Facebook page. But this one has, it looks like 100, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, exactly 100 votes on it. So you want to know the results?
Please.
So on mine, what percentage of people do you think believe the NFL is rigged or scripted or fixed?
30%.
Close. 33%.
Yeah.
Which is, I expected that to go the other way, just based on what I've heard over the last few days with the Super Bowl going on. Maybe people were just joking more than I thought.
Yeah.
How many people on debate.org do you think believe that the NFL is rigged?
Now, this is the same debate.org that said that the Clintons fixed.
No, that was on a forum post.
Okay.
Yeah. But there are posts on here like that. Like, let me just scroll down to one.
Is there any flat earth stuff on debate.org?
I don't think so. The NFL is 100% rigged. The NFL's referees are the biggest puppets of this gimmick called the NFL.
Gimmick.
The refs control the game from start to finish, like Tom Brady's infamous tuck rule against the Raiders, who always seem to get screwed by the refs. I believe the NFL goes in cycles. Vikings will be good in a couple years. Why? Because they haven't had their glory in 30 years. Patriots had theirs. Baltimore had theirs.
Oh my God, okay. No,
Brady,
I get it.
Was retiring. The NFL is fixed.
Yeah, wake up, sheeple. Touchdown.
Yeah. What percentage?
50%.
Higher.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Higher. What do you think it is now?
72%.
Higher.
No.
90%.
On debate.org, think yeah. It's fixed.
Yeah. So, very scientific study.
So that means 10% of people go on that website and treat it seriously.
Yeah. So that's all I got this week. Do you got anything else?
No. I think I'm good for another week.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you